This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Dolphins will be back in action this week. They got the Saints on Sunday.
Woo!
You going?
Woo!
You going?
Huh?
You going?
No.
Leroy won't even support his hometown team.
Not at this current. I supported him my whole youth, wearing a bag over my head. I don't need to go back.
Well, Dolphins are Mike McDaniel speaking at the podium as we speak.
Oh, man, we've had a week off. My ears, my brains feel so relaxed.
Felt revitalized.
Oh, re-energized, man.
Well, the headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As he says, Darren Waller's practice window will open up on Wednesday. So the Dolphins could be getting their tight end back this week after he suffered a pec injury. No timetable on James Daniels, who, of course, lasted 4 snaps.
This team is infamous for that, right? Is that they bring a guy in, he's a little banged up, we finally getting him, and within 3 seconds, he's out for a substantial amount of time.
Unreal.
Chris Greer.
Really is just, it's a marvel. It is a marvel. Austin Jackson, he had his window open last week, so he could be getting closer to him. Andrew Meyer, backup center, he could also be back as soon as well, according to McDaniel. So nothing firm, but does look like they are getting some bodies back.
Which one? Because the offensive line hasn't been terrible lately.
They have not.
But which one of these guys, would say Austin Jackson, would make the biggest impact? One of the problems is that, remember what I was telling you, that sometimes it's not how talented you are, but the cohesiveness in which you work with when it's offensive line.
Right, and they've been able to be together.
All 5 guys are never, listen, as all the offensive lines I played on with, you always got 1 or 2 that are, but if they're consistent and they play together, the other guys kind of work as a unit. They all work as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this team, over the last couple of years, has had so many different lineups, I think that is the biggest issue. Because, look, we've had some consistency out of this offensive line for, what, 7-8 weeks?
Yeah, basically.
And they've gotten progressively better. So does that mean all of a sudden the talent got? No, when you work together, you learn each other and what you need to look out for and where you need to help more if you're the guy next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it has more to do with the cohesiveness and a lot less to do with the actual talent, even though you need talent. Let me stop. You know, you do need some talent.
For sure.
But if you're working with the same guys, it's easier to cover up those things that the guy next to you can't do.
Well, hopefully, if he's back, I hope his toe is like all the way back, because,
dude,
you know, like he's been out. I mean, obviously, he's been dealing with this since camp. So mm-hmm. I'm just hopeful that when he comes back, he is back, because then I don't want to, like, he's in, right. Then we're out, then we're back doing this whole thing again. Because, yeah, Larry Borum started the year terribly. I mean, he was
so
awful.
So did Savainaya.
Yeah. But, yeah, they've been playing really well. Cole Strange is, you know, remember, he was a late-minute addition, so he kind of is getting his grips. He's got that great Gazoo helmet, too, as well. But, I mean, yeah, I think Borum's just going to be that's going to be the easy play there. You're not going to not play Austin Jackson, right?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm just like, man, it's something about, especially with that unit,
mm-hmm.
getting a flow.
No, I got you.
And sometimes you can just change one piece because that guy may be a better player, but it doesn't, like, it takes them a while to get acclimated to one another.
Tyler,
I've always said that to you, though. I've always said the most important thing about offensive line is not how good they are, how long they work together, because they can all figure it out. They believe me, the offensive line knows who's their weakest link.
Tyler Herro and Austin Jackson should go to Panera Bread together this week and have a conversation about not rocking the boat too much. Just keep it going.
You know Tyler go coming and take 5 threes in the first 10 minutes of the game. You know, come on.
Oh, he's got an intangibles matchup tonight too.
Who? Cooper Flagg?
Cooper Flagg.
Oh, Cooper Flagg, this is the battle. Giant. Who's the greatest
intangible
American? Mm-hmm.
Cooper Flagg is a giant.
Oh,
they stopped playing him at point guard, so maybe they got a chance.
Khalil better not get
kicked that
on.
Thing all over the place.
Khalil better not get dunked on by Flagg.
Oh, because they just won't stop talking about it?
They won't.
You know what that's going to happen, though? When Khalil dunks on him, no one's going to say a word about it because the bums won't talk about it.
Well, no. Khalil, he got to deal with Cooper Flagg.
I don't think he got to deal with anybody. I think Lively's out. I think I don't think AD's officially ruled out, but he's doubtful.
That's going to be interesting.
You know what that is?
Hmm?
That's his career. They can say when they induct him into the Hall of Fame, he's going to get inducted in, and they're going to say doubtful.
He wasn't doubtful in the 2020 NBA Finals.
No, sir. But that's it.
They finally hit three.
Like, there's certain
crazy.
Guys, Vlad.
It's funny how they always go back.
Guys that get max contracts throughout their whole career and don't play.
My favorite thing, though, with the bubble finals is they always call the Heat bubble frauds because Tyler Herro and Duncan Robinson could shoot, even though they've been great shooters their whole life. But Anthony Davis hitting threes and Rajon Rondo hitting threes wasn't the one that, like,
Rajon
went,
Rondo hitting threes was like,
oh,
was like
strange.
Vlad,
stop.
Strange.
Stop. Because every time Rajon goes against the Heat, he doesn't like you guys. All right?
Yeah, because he thinks Dwayne Wade broke his arm on purpose.
Doesn't matter.
He's a psycho.
I saw him drop 40 on you guys here.
The dude got cheeks up one game against the Heat.
Vlad.
Get out of here.
The crazy thing about it is.
Spun around like a top.
Is to this day, if Rajon Rondo is behind the 3-point line, everybody in the league is backing off.
Fine. Except when he goes against Miami.
Yeah. And he starts shooting.
Not at one time. It was a career.
He starts shooting like Steph Curry.
Sitting here hitting three after three. It's crazy, crazy talk. Anyway, so yeah, that's your health update for the Miami Dolphins as they're getting ready. Liam Eikenberg apparently nowhere close to being back.
What did he do?
I don't know. Not sure, dude.
Wait. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
This is not trying to be mean or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to be mean.
You said Liam Eikenberg is not close to being back. Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Wait, he hasn't played this whole season, has he?
No.
You
didn't answer my question. Because you know.
I don't feel like I need to pile on. You know how I feel. I think he sucks. I don't feel like I think people know my opinion of Liam Eikenberg. And by the way, Omar Kelly, ev- for the first 3 weeks.
By the way, Liam Eichenberg would be one of the top five. Alive.
Oh, please get out of here.
I'm telling you.
He's not anybody's top five.
I'm telling you.
He's not anybody's top five, dude.
Okay.
He sat. Okay. He was sitting here. Every, you're going to miss Liam Eichenberg. You're going to miss him. Guess what? Hasn't happened yet, Omar. Hasn't happened. He was trying that take for weeks on me.
All right.
And it's not like he was wrong as far as where the depth of the offensive line was. Yeah, it looked really bad, but now they've had time together. Now I don't, and so now you're gonna get Meyer back. You know, you get a little bit of a little bit of depth. Trust me, I have not. But not even when Tua was running for his life, not when they couldn't run the ball. I have not thought once to myself, we could really use Liam Eichenberg back. Not once. Does that answer your question?
No, I mean, I got you. I knew your feelings on the matter. I don't think you realize that Liam Eichenberg is one of your top five offensive linemen.
Let me tell you something right now. If Liam Eichenberg is a top five offensive lineman, you only have four linemen.
and I would say this. I'm gonna take that back for this reason. It's amazing if I were to say one of the things that's amazing is how this offensive line has grown from the start of the season to now, to where we don't even have conversations about the offensive line. We talk about other positions.
It's been nice.
We talk about play calls. We talk about all these things when for the last 2 years, we've been talking about the offensive line getting Tua killed. So, like, while we sitting here, complain about the season hasn't been great, and talk about how poorly Tua has played. We can't say that the offensive line is one of those reasons as of right now, maybe early on.
Now, Macko says, no Eichenberg, no Tua concussions. Interesting. I never thought about it like that.
Hey, you know what that's called? Vlad, that's called putting two and two together.
I'm just saying. He makes a point.
It might not be true, but it is a valid point, and there's some accuracy to that.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can you get a weather update from Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rood AC systems? Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Has anybody used their AC? I haven't used my AC in a couple of days.
I used it yesterday.
But it is warming up, folks. We got a breeze. And it is partly cloudy. And with that breeze and the partly cloudiness, winds look like they're coming out of the east, northeast. And it's probably 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe gusting a little bit higher. I'm going to say it's about 83 degrees now because, again, it has been warming up a little bit. But other than that, still no rain. Although, the way it is cloudy, and it hasn't been in the last couple of weeks, I'd be on the lookout for a little rain.
It's raining Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, 55% chance of rain.
That's it?
Well, if it's 55% chance it's going to rain, that's pretty much a good chance it's going to rain in South Florida. Because 10% is guaranteed rain, at least down here. It's 81 degrees, sunny conditions expected around noon. Wind gusts are up to 13 miles per hour. The wind is blowing 9 miles per hour. East northeast.
Yep.
There you go. He's a golfer. I went to the Jake Paul Anthony Joshua thing on Friday. I gotta tell
you, when you send back like comments, it's always about the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
His accent is glorious.
What a chap. What a chap this Anthony Joshua is.
Did you fall in love with Anthony Joshua?
Can I tell you something about Anthony Joshua? What a delight.
He smitten you, didn't he?
Oh.
You were smitten.
When he said, it's going to be cracking, I was like, yeah, dude, like Love Island. It's going to be buzzing. I'm like, keep using those words. He is, he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. But let me tell you something. Vlad.
He's a big boy.
I'm a little worried for Jake.
I can realize how much bigger he is.
I'm a little worried for Jake.
Leroy.
I think Jake Paul, he saw a moment when he's walking across stage to that guy. And I think everybody, like his handlers, everybody's just like.
That face-to-face picture they took. Jake Paul is looking at his belly button. He looked like he's looking at his belly button. Well, he might as well.
You know, Joshua looking at him like you want to bite at this apple. You want to bite at the big boys.
And Jake is roided up right now.
Yeah, well.
And he don't look, looks small.
He's not in his weight class, like literally. Like being next to both of them, I'm like, well, you're different. You're way different than him. That's not good. And I think, you know what the thing is? Sometimes this happens in the fight game, all right, where if you were to believe this is legit, okay, and I don't think Anthony Joshua was taking a dive because Anthony Joshua was like, hey, why was it 8 rounds? Why not? He goes, make it as many rounds as you want. Doesn't matter. I'm going to knock him out. Doesn't matter. Make it 6 rounds. Doesn't matter. You make it whatever you want to. And I think Jake Paul looks at that moment.
Wait, he looked at that and said, oh, you put your fist up, I'll put my fist up.
Yeah. He's like, he's sitting there and he dwarfs Jake Paul. But
wait, how much is Joshua right now?
About 250?
I don't know. He can't be more than 245.
Because that's the fight.
That's his catch weight limit. He cannot weigh more than 245 pounds.
He looks like he's at 248 pounds.
You know what's amazing? So they have that catch weight.
Yeah.
But then he was going to fight old boy that he weighed 40 pounds more than.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, Leroy, think he's in trouble, dude. I really do. Rick, I think this is one of those.
What you think?
No, no, no.
You
but
think?
Like, I think everybody in his team. I think everybody around were like, "Oh, we may have done. We may have done did it.
We
may have bit off more than we can chew."
You know what?
And that's what I asked. That was my question to AJ. I was like, "Hey, I remember when you fought Francis Ngannou. You looked kind of like you felt bad after knocking him out. Do you feel like Jake Paul bit off more than he can chew?" And like a gentleman, he goes, "Oh, no, love, you know, he wanted everybody a no chance, love, he got a chance."
Hold on. He called you love?
No, he didn't call
okay,
me.
Okay, then.
Used to these things, right? You got to kind of just take one. It. When Toby goes to the fight game and he comes back, we going to hear stuff in native tongue.
No, we I get hear, that. But another, right. but Andrew, Anthony Joshua calling no. another man love, I don't think so.
Dude. Right. No, but he was trying to sell me on that. He goes, you know, in my 13th fight, I only fought such and such, you know. And he goes, his whole claim was, you know, I became an Olympic champion training 3 years. I'm like, look at you. You're a freak. You know, and you're heavyweight, you know. So, like, and that happened with Bronze Bomber, too. Like, you know, he didn't have a ton of amateur experience. And worked his way into an Olympic champion. Heavyweight, if you're a freak in heavyweight, you can make some moves pretty quick.
I mean, if you got.
I mean, this guy got to the belt very quickly.
If you got knockout power, you're going to move up.
This guy, dude, I really think Jake Paul's promoter was like, oh, man. We may have.
And this is not an exhibition, correct?
No.
This is Queensberry rules.
Queensberry, 8 rounds of heavyweight boxing. No stipulations other than the 45. That's the only one is he can't weigh more than 245 pounds.
You know what's amazing about that? They asked him, you asked him, why didn't he go 10 rounds or 12 rounds?
I didn't ask him that. So, somebody else asked him that. They're like, why not 10? Why not? He goes, doesn't matter. Like I would have signed up. He goes, why wasn't it? He goes, they offered me 8. I said 8. Like he didn't care. He's just like, I'll sign whatever the contract
is. He thinks it's gonna go 2.
He's like, he really thinks he's like, come on. Like, I think Anthony Joshua, if he was meaner, could have just been like, come on, guys, what do you think is gonna happen? But he is a delight. He's a very nice gentleman.
You know what? That's most of those boxers over there, right? Because we used to say it about Riddick, what's his name?
Lennox Lewis. Yes, there's a lot of Lennox Lewis to AJ, for sure. There's a lot of Lennox Lewis to AJ. Tyson Fury is
very
mean.
Cordial.
Not
very
Tyson
cordial.
Fury. Tyson Fury is very nasty.
But they're very cordial to the point where people think they don't have that mean streak in them to fight.
Nick T says, is little Toby smitten with affection for this bloke? Just ask him out for some crumpets. Dude, I wish I could. I think he would say yes, because that's just how nice he is, or comes across as so nice. But, dude, I'm telling you. You guys all saw that in the face-off, too. Like, I'm not crazy. Like, I saw Paul. I was like,
what?
Jake Paul being like, oh,
Thank God he was wearing camouflage pants.
Yeah.
Oh, we would have seen a melted Twix. That's what we would have seen, because he looked scared. Like, he looked,
there comes
when he saw him, he looked at his chest, and he was like, oh, snap, this guy's still going.
You know, when that happened to me, when Gilbert Brown tackled me with his pinky, and then he reached down to help me up, so I pulled my hand up, and he basically just threw me back into the huddle. I was like, come on, dude, really?
Now, does Anthony Joshua know he's going to get a talk to? Like, there's probably going to be some papers he's got to sign and stuff like that. There's no way.
You just think there's no way they're legitimately putting him in a ring with him?
Listen, I've been saying this for the longest, but you
thought this with Tyson, and I just told you, Tyson was too old. Like, he just...
Fine, but he also was... I don't care what anybody says. This is Vlad's opinion only. They medicated Tyson.
You think that they sedated Tyson?
Well, did you not see the man walk chapless?
Yeah.
Okay, then. That was a sedated 60-year-old. Okay? Because if Mike Tyson...
Are we sure he's not a nudie? Like, he's not walking around nude all the time?
Hey, Tobin, he basically was on the same stuff. He talked to us.
He was in a great mood when he spoke to us.
Exactly. Mike Tyson's never in a great mood when he's about to go into a fight, into combat, okay? He was sedated. So, therefore, we were not given what we were supposed to get.
That if Mike Tyson was not high as a kite, that he could, at his age, beat a young man?
I think at his age, he would beat. But could he hurt Jake Paul? Yes. Mike Tyson knows how to throw a professional punch. Jake Paul, not so much.
I think he could have hurt Mike Tyson if he wanted to.
And I also think Mike Tyson could have hurt him to the point where he was like, hey, Mike, come on, man. You're messing up the script. You're messing up the script. That's what he told Mike. And Mike was like, oh, okay. And then took another gummy, and then that was it. But against Anthony Joshua, because he's a Brit. The Brit, he can't take a dive.
Well, he's also got two huge fights lined up. He's got two Saudi fights lined up, and one of them is supposed to be against Tyson Fury.
He's not
taking a dive against
Jake Paul. You can't mess up the church's money with that. No, no, no. He's going to hurt that boy. And Kaseya Center in December, get some chalk outline ready. Jake Paul about to get his foot out.
Take a break. We'll hand out Leroy's game balls and game bums next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bum, 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 bum,
this guy's a bum!
Ah! Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. On FM 104.3, WQAM. Leroy, what do you got today for your game balls and game bums?
Game ball is definitely going to go to Shador with all the crap that he's been through. Keep in mind, it was against the Raiders. Nonetheless, he made some good throws. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care what the offense was. look better than Dillon Gabriel has in any one start of his career. That's just facts.
Is anybody able to
say why I thought he wasn't playing or whatever, but he got out there and played, and the facts are the facts.
Is anybody going to stop Myles Garrett?
I wanted to give it to Myles Garrett, who broke
his own record,
Browns franchise record. And by the way, has 17 sacks after 11 games. Chew on that for a minute.
I thought it was 18.
It was 18, actually.
Oh, 18. He got another one. 18 sacks. And that team is just ruining a perfectly good defense.
We might have two records. We might have two records broken this season in the NFL.
What?
JSN in Seattle. He already has He already has a Seahawks record.
He got what 1,300 after 11 games,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's going after that 2,000 receiving yard mark, and Myles Garrett. So you might as well lock him in for that.
Yeah, he can sleepwalk.
He's gonna get 25 sacks
for 5 more sacks. That's all he needs for the record.
Yeah, he's gonna get 25 sacks this year.
Sheesh.
And it's amazing. Well, the thing is that they can't always double him, because Mason Graham is balling out too, and they got other guys along the defensive line, so it's hard to double Myles Garrett. My game bum. I've already alluded to this. CeeDee Lamb.
Bum. They won a big game. That was a big win by the Cowboys. You're giving him the game.
You dropped the ball, bro.
Come on, man. Every time I watch the Dallas Cowboys, he tapping on his chest once or twice a game. Come on. Maybe it happened earlier in the year. He dropped a wide open pass.
I just saw Cam Ward's got to face Myles Garrett in 2 weeks. Yeesh.
Cam Ward, look, kudos to him, man. He getting this butt whooped, and he's still hanging in there.
They did hang in there. They showed a little moxie yesterday. It was good to see. Yeah. Restrepo was active yesterday. Restrepo had a couple catches. Happy for him.
Yeah. Always about the intangibles playing intangible positions. Playing non-intangible positions.
But, I mean, Myles Garrett versus that offensive line.
Dude, what he is doing, the thing that separates him from LT, LT was technically a linebacker that change the way teams play and protect that position. Because he was a linebacker, but they put him at rushing. They hadn't done that, right? And Myles Garrett is just straight D lineman. So he's closer to Bruce Smith. He's closer to Reggie White, Michael Strahan, right? He's along those lines. As far as playing the position, LT was, he changed the way football was protected. The way the NFL started protections, he changed all that. If LT had been like Michael Strahan or Reggie White, we would have already been blocking him with big guys. But for LT, first 2 years of his career, they were sending running backs out there to block him because he was a linebacker.
Well, he's a monster, and he can't be stopped right now.
Can't be stopped. Can't be stopped. You think somebody – how about this? If you're a team that need help on the rushing, you say 3 first-rounders for Myles Garrett?
I mean, I think he wanted that last year, and nobody – and they were like, no, we're not letting you go. Sign this money.
No. He wanted to go.
He requested a trade.
They didn't even look.
So I guess the answer is no.
Do you want? That's what they ask him. How much do you want?
How much to make your feelings go away?
$41 million? Done.
Now, the thing that changes, the thing that separates Myles from Reggie and from Strahan, when you see them, they don't look, you know, they big and they strong, but they ain't ripped and jacked. Myles Garrett is, dude.
No, he's a monster. Oh, he's the most intimidating thing.
He's a monster.
He's a monster, dude. It's very scary.
I stood next to him, and I think my shoulder, he could have just leaned on me.
Crazy, dude. So, yep, that is your game balls and game bums. He's a giant.
He's a giant.
Dolphins will be back in action this week. The Patriots keep rolling. They got 10 wins. They've won 9 in a row.
It's pretty much over for the Bills, right? For the division.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
Same thing for Kansas City. Are we saying Kansas City and Buffalo going to be wild cards? They ain't going to be division winners. I mean Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at the schedules. Both Kansas City, Denver has it. Okay, schedule. And New England has the easiest schedule cuz they have a last place schedule.
Yeah, Bills right. got they got Steelers.
They got the Eagles.
They got Bengals, Patriots, Browns, Eagles, Jets.
That Browns game is going to be tough.
Handsome Daffy say, who's more intimidating, him or Aaron Donald? I would say him because where Aaron Donald was, he defeated a lot of double and triple teams, but you could always put two or three guys on him.
I don't know if he was talking
about Myles Garrett get caught in more single one-on-one pass pro than I've ever seen because of the other guys on the line.
I don't think he was talking about, like, scheme-wise. I think he was
just in a fight.
Just, like, look-wise, who's more intimidating?
Aaron Donald is 6'1".
Aaron Donald looks like he still can play now.
Miles Garrett is 6'5". Huh?
Aaron Donald looks like he could still play now and dominate. Yeah.
I think he could still play if he wanted to.
He didn't retire because he was washed.
No, he wasn't washed. He just did everything.
What player of the year? What, even three times he won player of the year?
Yeah. Yep. Super Bowl champion.
What else is left to prove?
I would say that if you look at Aaron Donald was built for the position that he played. When you look at Myles Garrett, you think of a guy that size with that get-off speed and that agility, it is something different.
I mean, they're both great. They play two different positions. It's kind of hard to but they're both freaking Avengers. It's like
yeah.
It's like, you know that if you had 15 Aaron Donalds and 50 Myles Garrett, I think you could go against a gorilla.
So scary.
I think they could come back against a gorilla.
That's our starting. That's the starting point.
That's it.
Crazy, dude. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. So, yeah, man. They're rolling right now. The Chiefs, they got a big one yesterday against the Colts.
That was a good game. That was a man.
It was a great week of football.
That was a good game, and what made it amazing is that, I mean, what Indianapolis did, they lost. But what they did when that ball got to the one was something special. They stopped them. Oof. Holy smokes.
But they still lost, and Daniel Jones will
They become, still lost.
And Daniel
they
Jones still lost. Will become Daniel Jones. And another thing, they're a good dome team. They're not a good road team.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor's yards decreased by 62 yards when he plays outside of the dome.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. They're going to win their division, so they're going to have a one.
No. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. Jacksonville is one game behind them. They got two games against Jacksonville.
You don't trust the Jaguars.
Well, let me tell you.
They almost blew it yesterday, dude.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, wait,
you're right. That's a great point. But hey, I don't trust anybody in the AFC South.
Let's let Tobin get his disclaimer out before you take that next step. No, go ahead, Tobin.
Dude, just you can't trust. They almost blew it yesterday to the Cardinals. He's a time bomb, dude. And they fail spectacularly. Like, I no way. Not that I get it. Don't trust Daniel Jones. I get it. But
you don't trust Trevor Lawrence.
No! Why should you?
Okay, which is why I said Indy, who's only one game up on Jacksonville, and only two games up on Houston, who has the best defense in the league. That's not
now
a given.
That,
okay,
hey,
then.
You would have had a better argument going with them.
But you do
who
understand.
Who have something they can hang their hat on.
But you do understand that as much as we crap on Jacksonville, they got wins over Kansas City, they got wins over the Chargers, and that means they pretty much have the tiebreakers over those guys in the playoffs. And they're only one game behind Indianapolis. So
don't
what
worry.
You said was
it's coming. Who they got this week?
They're playing each other.
They got the Falcons. Oh, they're playing each other?
Indy's playing Houston.
What's the spread? Oh, Indy's playing Houston. Who's Jacksonville playing?
Jacksonville,
oh, they got the Titans this week.
Oh,
they'll
win
that one.
Okay. So then what happens now if Houston beats Indy and Jacksonville beats Tennessee? Guess who's tied for the division lead?
Then they got a big matchup.
All right, then. And they got two games against each other in the division.
So, in other words,
it's not over.
We can't early call it.
They do have a closing game against the Titans.
Can't call it. AFC South is still up for grab.
That Houston defense is frightening.
I could see them blowing it to the Jets. I honestly could.
Who?
The Jaguars.
Oh, I mean, anything can happen.
I could see, like, that's how they are.
By the way.
Also, I think the coach hates Trevor Lawrence.
I was about to go about coaching. Yesterday, I seen some things, guys. This kind of bothered Leroy. But if y'all don't take that damn field goal and take the 3 points,
it's so annoying.
I'm smacking
it. I'm so, like, everybody, I love this league when they get to a point where everybody's trying to outthink themselves because they just think to themselves, well, field goals are automatic. It's like, dude, I see more fumbles these days where guys are getting the ball punched out, something happening. This idea that you're just automatically just saying, like, why go for three? They're going to tie. I don't know, dude, because football can happen. And you're sitting here being like, let's go for the touchdown. Who needs leads? What is this? What are we doing?
Who did it yesterday?
Everybody's doing it. They're all doing it. They're all just like Leroy. Every single one of them's like, 3-point lead. It's not even like a lead. We're basically tied. No, you're not. Every game is decided by a field goal by the end of this thing.
This is why I know teams are dumb. The New York Giants, for example. Your quarterback's Jameis Winston. He is the most exciting and frustrating experience in football.
It's like the greatest feeling in the world.
It's a roller coaster.
The worst heartbreak in the world.
It's a roller coaster.
In the same day.
But if you have a lead and you do know that your quarterback is Jameis Winston and you have a chance to add points, add him. Okay? I have a better feeling being up by six and having a team led by Jared Goff go down the field than for me to, on a 4th-and-1 or a 4th-and, not even a 4th-and-1, it's like 4th-and-4, I'm putting the ball in Jameis' hand. That's one, right? Cool. The Dallas Cowboys, you won that game against the Eagles. You should have damn lost. You should have just taken the points. You were tied, should have taken the points. But no, they decide they want to go for a touchdown. And it nearly bit him in the rear.
Every one of these coaches now is so chic on, the dynamic kickoff, and these kickers can kick it a gazillion yards. Nobody accounts for squeaky cheeks anymore. Nobody accounts I never understand, because they're basically like, well, if we miss, then they got to go 99 yards. It's like, well, no, they don't. Now they only have to go get a field goal, which we've seen in the history of time always. You know, it would be awesome having the lead right now. And they're just like, it's not really having a lead because they're going to tie. And it's like, well, you don't know that.
And I've said this before, football has changed from the standpoint of there's three times when you kick a field goal. The first score to take the lead to end the game. Those three things used to be fundamental in when you kick versus go for it. It's changed from the standpoint of when you get inside of the two. You go for it. I think Dallas went for it instead of trying to kick a 61-yard field goal and got it. It was like 4th-and-5.
Yesterday's game? No, they were in the goal line. It was 21-21.
No, I know they were at the goal line, but I'm saying before that, they did it once before. You know who it was? It was Kansas City.
Right.
Because they had Bucker, and they say Bucker could make it from 61.
And not this
but
season.
But it's not, right.
Not this season. He's showing, he's showing sign of slippage. But Detroit, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas.
Yeah.
It was all these games where, and there was a couple more, I can't remember right at the top of my head, a couple of games where just take the field goal.
Who's writing these
analytics?
Take
the points.
And who's right? Said, because they're all using the same analytics.
It's analytical versus fundamental.
There's some football version of Peter Bendix that's in the Dolphins office. That's just like.
I've never understood turning down getting the lead.
I've never seen it more. It's happening all the time now.
All the time.
And I know, like, Evan 11 says, well, you got to get like 20 yards to get a field. I get it. But, like,
Jacksonville, Arizona. That was the other one.
To tie. Like, not to lose, to tie. So, take the lead. I don't understand. You're trying to put this dagger in them. Like, you're trying to win a knife fight with a gun. Just take the lead, dude.
You're right. Jacksonville, Arizona was another one. Now, Jacksonville had the chance to win the game.
I will also say this. As an offense, the arrogance in which you go in there and operate from a 1 to 2 yard line, if you can't get that, you don't deserve to win. So I get why they do it, right? I mean, who went for it and they said, before today, before I think one of the stats was, before today they have been perfect for the last year and a half on goal to goal situations.
I don't know what team you're talking about.
I'm let me think about it.
And, might have been Jacksonville, Arizona, because I know they had the lead.
No, it wasn't that. Oh, okay. It wasn't that. It wasn't Jacksonville. It was a game I was watching. And so when you hear that, and then you see a team going for it on 4th and 2, you're thinking, oh, well, they've never failed at this. And so I'm always wondering, does that give you a different mindset when you've been successful every time?
Yeah, well, they tried that nonsense in the Dolphins game, and it was a dumb decision then too.
Right.
Just take the lead.
No, I got you.
Just take the lead. You know, there should be somebody who's on the sideline.
Do you believe it is different? Like, I get in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes or 6 minutes left. Okay, we're in agreement. I would always take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But what about earlier in the game to make a
early
point?
In the game? Fine. I'm not as against it, but when you're talking like 2 minutes left, take the damn lead. Like, what are we doing?
I got you.
Just take the lead. Take the lead, because you're basically like the worst thing that's gonna happen. See, the worst thing that's gonna happen with that is, okay, you take the lead, you're fearful that they're gonna tie it again, and you're gonna be back in the same situation.
How about playing defense?
Yeah, but it's like the Dolphins.
So here's the other thing. If I take those same situations that you're talking about, and I make it Houston, you think Houston has a better, you know, feel for it, taking the lead and letting our defense go out and cook versus other teams?
Maybe they do, but just take the lead. Like, I don't understand what the difference is. Is like, you don't trust your defense at the 35. You only trust them at the 2. Most people will trust their defenses at the 2.
I mean,
like, that's not really trusting your defense.
If they drive 98 yards or score, get the 55 yards, need to kick a field goal, then you were wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but most teams will trust their defense backed up that far. Like, you should really trust your defense in the 35. Can you defend 30 yards? You know, like, that should be trusting your defense. And I just don't know. This has become such a chic thing in the NFL. You know, it'll balance out. It's just like the fourth down thing.
Even going for it and fourth on your own 40.
Yeah, it'll balance out. But I just do think there are sometimes you got to feel out a game and just be like, is it bad having the lead here? No, it's not bad having the lead. Like, you want to stick a dagger in them, and you don't need to. Like, just flick them over for a second.
And there's certain situations that when you look at the team's record, let's not act like you always here, right? Like, no, let's not act like, oh, we're going to get more opportunities.
That would
indicate how many opportunities you have and have failed that.
Well, that's the thing that drove me nuts about the Dolphins Commanders game is like you had 2 3-win teams here, and both of their coaches are just like, nah, yeah, I trust my team, baby. I'm like, what? Why? Look at what your season has been. Why do you trust them?
Right.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.